Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning to you. It's 908 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin on... Man, we just have the best spring weather here, don't we? It's a sunshiny morning on this Thursday, April the 11th, and I have a special guest in studio. Penny is here. Penny James Garcia, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Penny, thanks for coming. We're going to talk. Now, Penny is not a mayor. It is Mayor Thursday. But the mayor of Hurricane is in Aruba, sitting on a beach somewhere, sipping a virgin pina colada or something, just enjoying herself. So... we do have, something big coming up in Hurricane in the next month or so, a month and a half. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Again, Penny and I were just discussing, of course, the breaking news. O.J. Simpson has passed away, died from cancer. And we were just talking about, you know, we all kind of have an O.J. Simpson experience, whether maybe you didn't know who he was until the trial for the murders, if you're old enough like me, you remember when he was just a great player and a great sportscaster and stuff. But.
I'm old enough, Andy. Yes, I do remember
You look young to me, Penny.
Oh, I like you a lot.
But, I mean, I think the general sentiment is everybody thinks he probably did commit the murders, even though he got acquitted.
That's a tough one. It certainly, the evidence that I saw sounded that way. My husband was a police officer in LA at the time and was on the scene of the murder.
That's wild.
And it is wild. And I remember the entire trial and listening pretty much at my office to every moment of it. And had guests in my office. I worked in Las Vegas at the time when the verdict came in, and we all just were just stunned. Yeah. Because I agree. I think probably most of the people that I've ever talked to feel he probably was guilty. But fact of the matter is he didn't get convicted. So,
although he did get later convicted in civil court for being responsible for the deaths of Nicole and Ron Goldman and had to pay for it.
He did. It's a shame what's happened with those families most of all.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
tragic.
For sure. So, that's the breaking news. And like I said, my youth years watching him play and then after playing, being in sports casting, I thought, what a great guy. And then
absolutely,
we found out maybe wasn't
not
as great a guy as we thought he was, perhaps.
Maybe not.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the breaking news. O.J. Simpson has passed away. I think he was only 62 or something, but cancer gets everybody.
It's a scary thing. It's a lot of people have it.
And well, I'm glad you're still with us, Penny.
Well, thank you. Me too.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Now, Penny is with Copper Rock. She's the event coordinator at the Copper Rock golf course out there. And for those that don't know where that is, maybe explain where it is, Penny, and how it came to be and all that. So what you know about Copper Rock.
Copper Rock is one of three golf courses located in Hurricane. We are really fortunate for a very small community. I think our population is only about 25,000, and we have got three of the best golf courses in the state right there within a very small radius. We've got Sand Hollow Golf Course. We have Sky Mountain Golf Course, which is owned by the city of Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. I happen to live on Sky Mountain and love that golf course.
The views are just about unparalleled if you golf Sky Mountain. It's amazing.
They truly are. They're exceptional. My husband and I got married there, and a lot of our wedding photos are on the golf course. It is
nice.
It's a really great place. And then came Copper Rock, and it was brought into fruition by a vision of family who had owned that farmland for a long, long time. And I think that is what always amazes me about golf courses is when you see them and you look at, you can envision what they were just raw land before.
Right.
And that someone has the vision to go in there and say, oh, I can create a golf course here and turn raw desert or rocks or all the other things that are in the way, all of that into something so spectacular. So Copper Rock opened in 2020, which was, as we all remember, perhaps when the pandemic began.
It's kind of a weird year, yeah.
Kind of a weird year to try to start a sport. Although golf gained huge popularity during the pandemic because it became known as the sport you can do outdoors and it's safe. A lot of things were done to make it more safe. I remember when flags were left left in the hole. Everybody had to ride their own cart. People didn't ride in carts together. There were a lot of things that were done to make golf a safe sport during COVID. And golf gained about 21% in popularity during wow. those years. So it was great. So Copper Rock decided, as part of their newly burgeoned golf course, to bring in professional golf tournament. First time it's ever been in Southern Utah, and that is the Epson Tour. And they were scheduled to have the tournament September of 2020. Well, golf got canceled in 2020. So the Epson Tour contacted Copper Rock and said, would you be willing to move to April of 2021? So we only moved it forward a few months, but at any rate, the mayor, Mayor Billings, at the time was on the council at Hurricane, and she called me. I worked at Sky Mountain as their HOA community manager at the time. And the mayor called me and said, Penny, we are bringing the Epson Tour. We're one of the main sponsors. I'm going to be ambassador pushing the event. And you and your husband have organized and run a lot of community golf tournaments and pickleball tournaments. Would you and your husband be willing to come down and be part of our volunteer team who starts organizing this upcoming Epson event? And we said, sure, of course. Sounds awesome. Great opportunity. We had been watching the notes in the minutes of the council and were hoping that they would sponsor it, and they did. So fast forward, I went to that meeting, my husband did, and for that first year, I was strictly a volunteer because I was still working at Sky Mountain as their HOA manager, and I volunteered about 600 hours that first year, helping bring that tournament to fruition. Then the next year, I retired from Sky Mountain, and my retirement lasted 2 weeks, and Copper Rock asked me to come in full-time and be their event coordinator for this tournament as well as others. So we are in our fourth year. Next month, we will be on May 16 to 18. The Epson Tour is coming back, the Copper Rock Championship. We are so excited for some of the young ladies, and I'll talk about some of those names that are coming in. So the Epson Tour, for those of you who may not know, is the qualifying tour to the LPGA, just as the Korn Ferry Tour is to the PGA Tour. And so these are the young ladies who are working their fannies off to try to make it to the big leagues, the LPGA Tour. Many of them hold dual cards. We've got quite a few ladies coming in every year, and I'll give you some of the names this year, that play both tours. They have certain level of qualification on the LPGA, and they play those events when they are qualified, and then otherwise they still play on the Epson Tour and keep earning those points toward getting their full-time LPGA card. So it's special. It's spectacular. It's many of you have come out and volunteered or come out and watched the tournament, have made friends with these ladies. Some people have had opportunity to host them in their homes. They're engaging. They are stars. I think the one comment I always receive when people see them for the first time, watch them play, is, wow, I had no idea these women could hit the ball like that. And then once they hit it, they hit it straight, and their short games are phenomenal. And so it really is a privilege, and it's spectacular to welcome these young women. So last June, after we completed our 2023 version of the Copper Rock Championship Epson event, we received a phone call from the LPGA, and they said, Penny, you've just finished your third year in Epson, and you're already ranked as our number one event on tour.
Wow.
There's 27.
That's awesome.
It is. There's 27 events across the nation, and we're one of 27, and we're the best. And they said, we would like to offer Copper Rock the opportunity to host the 2024 LPGA Senior Championship.
What?
Are you interested? And so ownership molded over for about 2 minutes and said, yes, we are. Please.
It took them 2 minutes, huh?
Maybe. That was just a couple of phone calls had to get involved, right? Yeah. Yeah. So we are so honored and privileged to be the host site of the 2024 LPGA Senior Championship. We call the Copper Rock Championship, the Epson event, a championship because it's our championship. But it is, you know, it's an event on their tour. With the LPGA Senior Championship, this is their championship. This is a major.
Okay.
And it is the first time a major golf event has taken place in Utah across any tour.
Yeah.
And so we're really honored, and we've got the big names coming in for it. Each week I get an update of who is coming in, and I got the first list 2 weeks ago, and it truly, for those of you who follow women's golf and have followed it for a while, you may understand when I say it took my breath away for just a minute when I saw the first name on the list, Laura Davies.
Wow, yeah.
Second name on the list, Hollis Stacey. Third name on the list, Julie Inkster. Fourth name on the list, last year's champion of the senior championship, Angela Stanford. Jill McGill. Gosh, this one has a fun story. My husband is still a volunteer. I'm an employee of Copper Rock. My husband volunteers for the event, and he is my chairperson over our volunteer caddy team. We have volunteers in the area who like to caddy for these women, and my husband runs that team for me. And so the players all are provided my husband's texting and email information so they can request a volunteer caddy if they want one. And a couple weeks ago, I heard him say, "Oh, wow." I was like, "What?" And he goes, "I just got a text from Jill McGill." And
wow.
I was like, "Whoo!" Well, come to find out, he's had a bit of a crush on her for a very long time.
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
I know. So it's just fun to have these superstars that we've all watched for so many years. Sherry Steinauer is another one that's coming. And Sherry has, we've asked for some of the ladies if they would agree to be on radio interviews. And Sherry is one that has agreed to do so. I think Sherry will be a fun interview for a couple reasons. And maybe she'll resonate with a lot of fans. Sherry's career, she won 8 times on the LPGA Tour, including 2 majors, so she's a very accomplished golfer. But she's also had some injuries that have led her to take on a little different sport, and that's called pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an ambassador, representative for Selkirk Paddles, and she loves pickleball, so I think she'll be a fun interview, and she's an amazing lady. Yesterday, I got an update on the senior entries, and 2 new names that hadn't been there the week before came on, and that was Trish Johnson, amazing player from England. Trish won 3 times on the LPGA, spent most of her career on the Ladies European Tour, won 19 times on the Ladies European Tour, and has won 3 senior majors, and she played on 8 Solheim teams. The other name that stuck out to me yesterday is one that's been on my wish list, and I've been talking to the LPGA about when I knew we were going to get this event. The ladies have to be 45 years old to compete in the senior championship. So I looked at LPGA players that were turning 45 this year, and there were 2 of them. One was Sayree Pock, which I would just love to see Sayree here. I don't think that she's coming to our championship, but gosh, I call her the mother of South Korean golf, and that's a big name because I'll tell you, South Korea has put out some amazing golfers. But the other name that the lady who's turning 45 this year, who I had on my list of wishes, is Christy Kerr. And yesterday, Christy Kerr's name was on our list. She has entered. And talk about a star. Christy has 20 LPGA wins. 2 of them are majors. And she's played on 9 Solheim teams. So there's some incredible names coming out for the championship, to the senior championship. We sure hope that residents will come out and enjoy and watch and cheer and follow these ladies and just enjoy this amazing event that's coming to Copper Rock.
Let's talk a little bit. First of all, make sure we get these dates correct. The Epson tournament, May 16th through 18th.
Correct.
The LPGA senior tournament is May 23rd through 25th.
Yes, it is.
So people know, we would put that on
yes,
the calendar.
Absolutely. According to the LPGA put out an official press release a couple months ago about the senior championship coming. And in their press release, they said no golf course has ever hosted an Epson event and the senior championship in the same year. And yet Copper Rock has chosen to do it in back-to-back weeks. So we're busy. We have a lot to go on, but we're awfully excited.
Well, let's talk big picture now. What does this mean to Hurricane, to Copper Rock, to this area to have these kind of events? I know there's a lot of buzz about Black Desert and what's happening there with the PGA and the LPGA and some great stuff going on. But before that is Copper Rock. Talk about maybe just the impact of what that means to everyday Washington County.
You bet. Copper Rock and the Epson Tour and the Senior Championship Tour brings a lot of notoriety to our area. I would like to think that that's part of the reason that Black Desert got the buzz about bringing professional golf. We brought it and it was successful, and they said, hey, there is an appetite for it in Southern Utah. And it's great. It certainly is a wonderful economic impact to the tune of several million dollars. We also choose to use our platform at Copper Rock to promote the area in maybe some very unique ways that do help the local area, not just economically, but also gives the residents of our area some special opportunities. Our very first year, I asked the LPGA how many volunteers we should have. And they said, oh, about 125 will do, Penny. And I said, okay, I didn't know. And by the time I got through the event, I said, that's not nearly enough. I want to double it. So in 2022, we went to about 250 people. I said, that's not nearly enough. I want more. So last year we had 425. And that was about right.
Wow.
And then came the senior championship. And so this year we have over 800 people coming out to volunteer. And what that does for them, they got some great opportunities at Copper Rock. Part of the volunteer package is you get a free round of golf at Copper Rock. And right now that's going for about $200 a round. So that's a pretty nice deal. Yeah. They get a couple of volunteer shirts and some other amenities. But most of all, they get to see these ladies up close and personal and be part of a professional golf tournament.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity that doesn't happen just everywhere. Another good thing that we do is we take our platform and we use it to raise funds for local nonprofits. Every year we choose someone to benefit from something we call Birdies for Charity. And on our website, if you want to take a pledge, you can sign up at copperrockchampionship.com. This year our two beneficiaries are the Dove Center, which I think, I don't know that it needs any introduction. It's a wonderful local nonprofit that helps women in abusive situations, helps them find shelter, gets them back on their feet. It's an amazing organization that does fantastic work. The other entity that we are partnering with this year is Hurricane City. They are one of our sponsors, but from a charitable standpoint, they are trying to raise funds to build a Veterans Memorial Park.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any better group to support than veterans. They bring so much to our country and our freedom, and I can't say enough about how much I appreciate our veterans. So I asked the mayor, would you like us to do Birdies for Veterans Memorial Park in Hurricane City? And she said, it'd be fantastic. So you can go on our website, again, copperrockchampionship.com, take the pledge, and you can choose whether you want to support your Birdie dollars to go toward the Dove Center, whether you want them to go toward the Hurricane City Veterans Memorial Park, or both. So it's an exciting opportunity to support some really worthy organizations. Another thing that we do through our championship is we want to reach out to local youth. And so on Championship Saturday, May 18th, during the Epson event, we have a free junior clinic. It will be instructed this year by Miss Katie Ford. Katie was a standout golfer at Desert Hills High School. She was also very good on the Utah Tech University golf team. And we are excited to have Katie putting on this free clinic. Children may register, and we do need them to register in advance so parents can sign a waiver. On our website, again, copperrockchampionship.com, and register your child for this free junior clinic. Again, it's at 1 o'clock at Copper Rock on Championship Saturday, May 18th. So that's a really fun opportunity. And then one of the items that I'm most proud of that we've done with our event is anytime that you host a professional tournament, you as the sponsor have the opportunity to grant sponsorship exemptions, which means you are giving people the opportunity to play in your tournament that may not otherwise be qualified. What we decided to do last year is take a little different angle on that, and we went to our local universities, and we get two sponsor exemptions for the Epson event. And we asked the Utah Tech University, and we asked BYU, would you like to have one of your golf team members play in the Epson Tour Championship? Uh-huh. And they said, oh my goodness, yes, we absolutely would. So last year we had Miss Jane Olson from Utah Tech, and we had Miss Leela Naliai from BYU, outstanding golfer, play in the Epson Championship. And it was amazing. It was fun to get to know these young ladies. And just
how'd they do? Did they hold their own?
Well, Jane had a good time. She mm-hmm. did not make the cut, but I think she gained so much experience that it's invaluable. Leela finished tied for 29th.
Wow, that's amazing. A college golfer.
Fantastic. And then after that, she went on to win the Utah Women's Amateur mm-hmm. this summer. So she's an amazing golfer. So this year went back to the LPGA after our event and said, we had such a great time with these two young ladies. I really want 4 exemptions next year. And they said, nope, we don't do that. And I said, please. And they said, nope, we don't do that. I said, come on, I want, please. And they said, why, Penny? And I said, because I would love to offer 2 more young ladies at nearby universities the opportunity. And they said, well, tell us about it. And I said, well, SUU is just right up the road. And they're a great rival with Utah Tech. And I would love to bring them in. And they said, okay, we'll give you a 3rd exemption. But let's not talk about the 4th one right now. I said, okay. Well, if you want to talk about the 4th one, who would it be? And I said, well, it was pretty cool last year, right before our event started, that I received a phone call from UNLV. And they said, Penny, we'd really like to come up and watch your championship. Would it be okay if we brought our golf team up? I said, of course, I'll give you tickets. Please come. I was really thrilled that news of our event had spread to UNLV. So I stayed in touch with Coach after the event, and she said, if there's any possibility that we could be considered for an exemption, we'd sure love it. So after many, many talks with the LPGA, I think they finally caved, and they said, okay, Penny, you can have your 4th exemption. So we will have a UNLV young woman in our championship this year, Miss Tenna Nguyen, and we'll have SUU represented by Anna E. Gubai, and we will have Leela Naliai coming back again from BYU.
And by the way, she's not looking at notes. This is from her brain. She's memorized all these names. I'm impressed.
And we have Miss Grace Williams representing Utah Tech University. So we are excited. And I warned you, Andy, I could talk about this 24 hours a day. I truly love this event.
Well, we do need to pay some bills, get a commercial break in.
All right.
Also, want to give away, I have 2 left, 1 today and 1 tomorrow, the book by Clay Travis called American Playbook. If you want your very own copy of this book, we've got 2 left. We're going to give away 1 of them right now. Call 673-5890, a copy of American Playbook, best-selling book by Clay Travis, the radio host whose show is on right after this show. Give me a call right now, 673-5890, for your very own copy of American Playbook by Clay Travis. While Stockton answers the calls, we're going to take a weather break. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Andy Griffin Show here on KDXU. Congratulations to Doug T., our winner of American Playbook by Clay Travis. We have 1 left. Tomorrow on the show, we'll give away our last book. My microphone has got a problem here. I don't know what's going on. I use this microphone every day, and for whatever reason today, it decided to be weird on me. But I'm Andy. I'm here with Penny James Garcia, who is the event coordinator out at Copper Rock Golf Course. We're talking about, of course, the Epson Tour in mid-May, May 16th through 18th, and then the LPGA Senior Championship on May 23rd through 25th out at Copper Rock Golf Course. If you're going, hey, you're making it sound like it's a big deal, it is one of the majors. It is a big deal for the LPGA Senior Tour.
It is, absolutely.
Cool. Very, very cool. I wanted to ask you, and we'll talk about this charity nonprofit thing coming up in a minute as part of this, but women's sports. Mm-hmm. right now riding a wave of popularity that it has never seen before, ever.
Absolutely.
The numbers came in on the women's NCAA championship game between Caitlin Clark's mm-hmm. Iowa team and South Carolina, mm-hmm. and 18.7 million people watched that game last Sunday.
Fantastic.
The men's game the next day. Now, I understand it was a Monday and not a Sunday,
right,
but the men's game drew 3 or 4 million fewer viewers.
Yes.
What, in your mind, as an event coordinator for golf tournaments and a golf course, as a woman, as someone who has been around a while and seen this progression, what does this mean? What do you think? What does it mean to you?
It's exciting to me. It's thrilling to me that women have worked hard to get the attention. They've always been good athletes. Going back to golf, I mean, you think of a Babe Zaharias,
mm-hmm.
and many, many more women, some of these legends
Nancy
that are
Lopez.
Coming in. Nancy Lopez.
Loved her, yeah.
They've been great. Were they on TV? No. Did they get the attention? No. And women of all sports, whether it is basketball, volleyball is also really enjoying a surge of fans for women's volleyball. They're fantastic to watch. And I think that people are beginning to appreciate the difference. Yes, of course there's a difference between the men's game and the women's game, and you can't expect to see the same thing in the two games. But boy, are they talented. And maybe it's the active person who's actually participating in these sports, and then they start to watch it on TV and they go, I couldn't do that. Wow, yeah. Look at that. I hear that every year at our event with men who come out and they watch and they say, you know why? I like watching men's pro golf. How can you not? Those guys, I've gone to several professional tournaments, and those guys are just on a different planet. When they hit the ball, it's amazing.
And they drive a 400-yard drive down the middle of the fairway.
Just the sound of it coming off the club. I've watched it on TV, but when you're there in person and the sound coming off the club, the whoosh that the club makes going through the air, it's mind-blowing. But the women, they can still hit it a ton. Let me tell you, Ms. Leland Aliyah from BYU pokes that out there over 300 yards every time she touches the ball. It's impressive. They don't all do that. But what I hear from men is, I love watching the men's PGA, but I can identify more with the women. My ball, maybe on my best day, I can hit it where they do. And we have some very good golfers who come out and watch, and they sit there and watch the score that the women make by hole and go, oh, man, she beat me on that one. Oh, she beat me on that one, too. Well, darn it, she beat me on all of them.
Yeah.
So I think men, 70% of our fans of LPGA in general are men. My volunteer team, 65% are men.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's an appreciation that has been gained, and women have worked very hard to earn that respect that, hey, we're athletes, too. We perform differently than you do, but we're still really impressive. And my hat's off to the women who paved the way. And that's part of what's so big deal about the legends coming here. These women are the one that paved the way so that today Nelly Korda is seen on TV. And all of the superstars of the sports are seen on TV today because they're starting to get paid today because of the women who have worked so hard to get that attention to their sport.
A couple of the sports I really love, women's sports I really love, and they've actually done fairly well as far as popularity over the years, women's gymnastics
yes.
and women's tennis.
Yes.
And you've seen some of the incredible, I mean, I go back to, Martina Navratilova
yes.
and Chrissy Everett.
Absolutely.
And those days. And in gymnastics, of course, it's weird that America has this weird relationship with gymnastics. We kind of ignore it for 4 years at a time.
Until the Olympics.
The Olympics come around and everyone's a fan. And
absolutely.
We all want to see it. But, I've been involved. I was lucky enough back when I was in high school, we had girls gymnastics in high school. And my team won, I think, with 5 state championships in a row. We had these amazing gymnasts who then went on to, start at the University of Utah or some of the other great schools that have gymnastics. And then, of course, we had the Red Rocks and BYU and SUU. We've had all these really great women's gymnastics teams in the state of Utah. So I've been lucky enough to be maybe not on those teams, but involved with those teams, covering them and being a part of them. I, for one, I'm like, it's about time you guys started to understand that women offer a, 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 an amazing contribution to these sports. Maybe, like you said, different than men.
Yes.
And if you, I think if you go in understanding that,
yep.
you go in saying, well, I mean, look at baseball and softball.
Right.
You know, MLB, Major League Baseball, they got the little ball, they hit the ball hard, their guys are throwing 100 miles an hour. But if you look at the strategy of Major League Baseball versus softball,
yes.
you know, softball people, they're laying down drag bunts and push bunts. And it's a different sport. It's the same idea, but it's a different sport. And I love the fact that we can celebrate, yes, it's different, but it's also really good.
It's really good, and it's really yeah. entertaining. And I know we have been fans of Caitlin Clark all year long, even since last year when she played in the championship. And just watching, we were discussing as we were watching the game on Sunday, how far women's basketball has come mm-hmm. in the last 20 years. I mean, I remember watching it when they only played half court. Yeah. And now
my dad used to say, yeah, when I was a kid, they only played half court. I'm like, yeah, that was a long time ago.
A long time ago. but they, I mean, it is exciting to watch. I don't know if anybody watched the All-Star game, which isn't very exciting in my opinion. It's kind of a sit back and shoot yeah. three pointers, but they had,
nobody plays defense.
Yeah. yeah, they had Caitlin do a 3-point shooting contest with Stephen Curry. I am telling you, she represented under the highest pressure on national TV against Stephen Curry, and I think he only beat her by one or two baskets, if I recall. So that's legit. Stephen yeah. Curry's probably one of the greatest three-point shooters, if not the greatest three-point shooter of all time, and she was going toe-to-toe from yeah. the same distance.
Yeah.
So it was impressive.
I used to, years ago when I was writing for the newspaper here in town, we covered something called the Elks Hoop Shoot. It was free throw contest for kids. Kids
okay.
under, you know, from the ages of like 5 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to, you know, you would see how many you could make out of 10. And the best ones, you know, would then go on to the next rounds and stuff. But one of the great free throw shooters in Southern Utah history was a girl.
Oh.
And she regularly made 9 out of 10.
Wow.
And actually often made 10 out of 10, but
wow.
occasionally she would miss. But yeah, and she went on to competed at a national level and everything because it, you know, didn't have anything to do with gender. It had to do with, mm-hmm. can you do this? And
yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
She could do it.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. All right, I've got another quick commercial break to get in. When we come back, I want to talk about something called Golf Her. And then, of course, we'll talk again about those great tournaments coming up at Copper Rock Golf. It's the Andy Griffin Show. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
All right, a couple of items of business tomorrow on the show. Of course, we have Open Line Friday. We'll be taking all your phone calls. That'll be fun. But also tomorrow, Mike Johnson, yes, the Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives for the United States of America, will be on the show with me. He and Celeste Malloy, they gave me a little 10-minute interview. I actually did it yesterday afternoon. It's in the can, as they say, but I'm going to play that for you tomorrow on the Andy Griffin Show. That'll be the first part of the show, probably about 10 after 9 or something like that. So pretty cool. Mike Johnson, great guy, very conservative man, and a guy that believes in, you know, in God and religion, and feels like America needs to make sure that we can get back to that if we're gonna survive some of the modern challenges. So that'll be good. Mike Johnson and Celeste Malloy on the show tomorrow. Right now, I have Penny James Garcia, who is the event coordinator at Copper Rock Golf Course, and we of course have the big events: the Epson Tour Tournament, May 16th through 18th. At Copper Rock, and then the LPGA Senior Championship, May 23rd through 25th. This is the major for the LPGA Senior Tour. That is so cool.
It is.
So cool. All right. Now, you mentioned during one of the commercial breaks this Golf Her.
Yes.
A nonprofit. Tell me what that is, how it came to be, what's going on with that.
Okay. It's exciting. Miss Annie Simpkins, who is a local St. George businesswoman.
Everybody knows Annie. Yep.
Yeah, everybody knows Annie. Used to work for the Chamber, now works for Hughes Contracting. Last year, part of our event every year is we hold Women's Business Luncheon with WLI, Women's Leadership Institute. Last year's topic was about women and how so many women miss out on using golf as a business tool. Men do a phenomenal job. They yeah, take their
oh,
buddies
yeah.
golfing.
You hear that all the time, yeah?
I know. There's
let's
a lot
close
of,
the deal. And,
yeah, yeah, they exactly. Use golf as a business tool. Women do not.
Really?
And this came out of the luncheon last year. There were about 300 women in the luncheon. And during the event, we had a vice president from the LPGA, Mrs. Kathy Lawrence, speaking. And at the end of her speech, she asked how many women in the room are comfortable asking anyone, male or female, that you want to do business with to go play golf with you. And out of that entire group, two women raised their hands.
Two. Out of hundreds.
Yes.
Wow.
Annie Simpkins was in that audience, and she's not a golfer, but she walked out and she said, "This is wrong. I need to do something about this." And Annie is a woman of action.
I was going to say, that sounds just like Annie.
Yes. So she started a 501c3 and is called Golf Her. Instead of Golfer, G-O-L-F-E-R, it's Golf Her, G-O-L-F-H-E-R.
Okay.
She offers a six-week, absolutely free course to women who want to learn to golf and learn how this sport can be your sport for a lifetime. You can enjoy it with friends, you can enjoy it with family, and you can also use it to grow your business. Annie has a wonderful story about she now has been golfing for 1 year, and amazing what it's done for her career. She said it has absolutely taken her career to the next level, that she can now go out on a golf course and golf with men, with women, and use it as a business tool. So anyway, this is Annie's 501c3. It was started because of what she heard at this luncheon at Copper Rock.
That's very cool.
So she's partnered with Big Shots. They allow the course to take place there, as well as Green Springs Golf Course in Washington City, allows them to use their chipping and putting area. And Coach Suki of Utah Tech University golf team volunteers her time for the instruction during those events. And so Annie came to me at Copper Rock about a month ago and said, "Penny, this is where it started. What can we do to enhance this and bring it back?" So we're going to do a couple things. One, we are going to be the site of the sixth week of their six-week course. And the ladies who finish their sixth week will get to come play nine holes free at Copper Rock. And
very cool.
And their first time to do that will be June 10th. And we're awfully excited to welcome Golf Her out there to play nine holes at Copper Rock. The other thing, I said, "Annie, I've got an idea, and I don't know if your ladies are up for it or not, but on Championship Saturday of Senior Week, I need people to carry the standards." And she kind of looked at me like, "What are you talking about?"
She's not a golfer. Never golfed.
And so I showed her some pictures. I said, "There, if you look at any professional tournament, you'll see that they have someone carrying these signs that follow the final groups of a golf tournament. And every time someone finishes the hole, they change the score so that anyone watching that particular scoreboard knows exactly where each player in that group is." And she says, "Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun." I said, "Well, let me tell you the rest of it. It's walking. It's going to be about 5.5 miles.
Carrying the
standard. And but we do send you out in groups of three so that you can switch off, and we'll bring you lunch, and you can kind of eat on the walk, or we'll put you on a golf cart and let you take turns eating lunch. But anyway, so Annie thought it sounded like such fun, and she went and sent this out to her ladies who have completed Golf Her, and we will have 15 of the Golf Her alumni following the final groups on Championship Saturday, May 25th, following these senior golfers, and they're awfully excited to have that opportunity. So it's a fun way to get women involved in golf.
So you and Annie, well, Annie especially identified the problem. Women don't do business while golfing. And I guess by the evidence of what's happened, one of the big problems was women just don't golf. A lot of them don't know how to golf. Were there other reasons, do you think, that women would not do business on the golf course?
I do. Women in general, and I've golfed. I took up golf at a later age, age of 35. And what I have discovered as I have golfed, and that's been just a couple years ago, a lot more than a couple, more than I will admit. But anyway, women, leisure time is not available to women. We're busy. We're working. We have children. We have friends. We have a million things to do. And taking that hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, if you try to do 18 holes, to go out and recreate or to try to do business, you think, well, I could have a business meeting in 30 minutes. Why would I take 2 hours or 4 hours and go out on the golf course? I don't have time. And what they miss out and what comes of this is it's those friendships that are developed in the time of having that leisure time on the golf course or another, playing pickleball, playing tennis, and that was the theme of last year's luncheon, was using sports, whether it's golf or another one. It's so important that we take that leisure time and develop friendships. And that's truly where business comes from, is those friendships that you develop. So I think it's that women get busy. I know a lot of times if I go ask people, hey, can you go golf? Oh, I'd like to, but I have to do this for my kids. Oh, I've got to babysit my grandkids. Oh, I have a friend who's in the hospital. I need to go help her. Oh, I've got, you know, we all have such busy lives and we tend to put ourselves last, and that's not good. but I think it's, golf is not an easy sport. And it's not something that you just pick up overnight. So I think it's that you want to feel good about when you go out with friends, and especially if you go out with business associates. And how long will it take me? Let's see. I only have so many hours in a day. If I have to take lessons for 6 weeks and then I'm just barely beginning and then and none of that really matters. As long as you can get out there and tee it up, it's more about, I promise you will fall in love with the game. It's being out in the fresh air. It is that walk amongst some of the most beautiful scenery in the world. I love that it's a sport that can last a lifetime, hopefully for everyone, and that also no matter where you travel, they have golf courses. It's something you can do anywhere you go, and it's a great sport. But I really think for women, it comes down to time.
What, one other thing with golf in promoting that sport is golf has this weird way of, you could go and golf your worst round of your life and, you know, you're hitting balls in the water, you're losing them out in the lava rocks, whatever it is. Yep. And then you hit that one
shot.
Good shot. And you're like, I could do that more. I know that I can hit more of these really good shots if I'll just come back and try again.
That's right.
And maybe next time you do, maybe you hit two or three really, really good shots.
Maybe. And maybe you have another really bad round. But yeah. It does have a way of keeping you coming back. That's for sure.
By the way, and we only have a minute left, but I love pickleball. Yes. And I know you've been involved with pickleball and tournaments. And I would throw a plug in for that. And, you know, you mentioned leisure time. Why do I pick golf? Why would I pick golf? Mm-hmm. It's like you said, anything. But even, you know, for me, pickleball right now. And the reason I gravitated toward pickleball, I had a tennis background, number one. And number two, my wife and I were unequal at a lot of sports.
Sure.
You know, we played racquetball. I was a lot better than her. We played whatever sport it was. In pickleball, I found out we're actually pretty close to the same level, and I love that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's fun, and you can pick it up quickly. There's not much cost involved in it. Gets you active. It's a wonderful sport.
Drop some money. If you want a really good paddle, you'll drop a few dollars on a good
paddle. Dollars on that. Yes, just a few.
Well, Penny, thank you for coming on today. Good luck. Thanks. Again, the Epson Tour is May 16th through 18th at Copper Rock, and then the LPGA Senior Championship, May 23rd through 25th. Thank you, Penny.
Thanks, Andy.
Gotta go. Mike Johnson and Celeste Malloy tomorrow.